This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Tomorrow night is Fourth Friday Gallery Walk, which means many galleries in downtown Wilmington will be open for business. At WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery, we'll be holding a closing reception for the exhibit Ocean and Earth, featuring work by Mark Bannerman and Alex Walker. I spoke with both artists.
I would describe my work as just being trash, and it literally is made up of trash.
That's Mark Bannerman. His art is hard to miss, even from far across the room. It's tactile, and many of his pieces glimmer.
Teaching 30 years in a high school, teaching art, I developed this style. And, of course, I've gone through the gamut of drawing and painting. And one time I did a painting, and I actually glued something to the surface of the canvas and discovered how powerful that was to actually glue something three-dimensional onto a two-dimensional surface. So it pushes form. So in developing found objects that I would apply to the surface, that's how it all evolved. And my students would egg me on, of course, by bringing in candy wrappers and, you know, bolts and you name it, bobby pins. And it all found a place somewhere within the art. And I have a love for fishing. And so that developed into scales coming from the tops of cans. Christmas time's a great time with all the metallic paper and things. I go through people's trash cans all the time looking for shiny objects. And every position of the artwork, you look at it, it takes on a different glow.
Talk to me about the war mouth.
Yeah.
As you walk towards it, this interesting imagery really starts to come at you.
I was in the day and age of the computer, and the kids had great delight in tearing things up. They're very good at it. And so they tore up these computers, and looking at all the components that are inside, that's where the wheels started turning. This could be a fish here. And so it's made up with computer parts, believe it or not.
Wood sculptor Alex Walker's work is fully three-dimensional. One of his pieces, called Wing and a Prayer, depicts a kayaker in a waterfall. The sculpture is actually several pieces magically held together.
In the kayaker, his arms come off, the paddle comes out, the kayak comes off the waves move individually, the rocks on the side can be pulled apart, the waves will come out too. So I had a puzzle on my head. And I wanted to do something which didn't rely on glue and nails and screws and such. I just wanted something that could come completely apart. And I don't know why I decided on kayakers. I did once go kayaking. Not a thing that I enjoyed doing, but I did. I went down a river with a friend who says, let's do this river. It looks fun. It had little rapids on it. Now, when I'm saying little, it had itty-bitty rapids, okay? Nothing so glorious as that big waterfall. But at one point, I actually went down a waterfall that was probably about 6 inches high, and it was exhilarating. 6 inches high. It's not very high. But to me, it was awesome. So, okay, maybe it was a foot high. That sounds a little bit better. So I did this kayaker, thinking in my head, well, this is what it kind of felt like to me.
That was wood sculptor Alex Walker and mixed media artist Mark Bannerman. You can meet them both and see their work tomorrow night from 6 to 9 o'clock at the MC Ernie Gallery. And you can find photos of their work at whqr.org.